previous coordinator's trouble here? You know, what's your approach to him?
Well, I mean, he's a great player, obviously. I'm not going to state the obvious. But he's fantastic. He's a great competitor. Things you can't ever practice against, you know, it's who he is. He's this great big guy with the strong arm, the great will, makes his team successful, Super Bowl champion a couple of times. He can make all the throws, makes people miss. I mean, he does everything, and obviously he's an extremely successful guy. I'm not saying that. I think that one got a little too much play, but that's just, how I feel. And I know Roethlisberger is a great player and battled against him before and looking forward to it.
You talked about him being a big guy. How do you get him down? That's been a problem. You know, LeBron's played him nine times. He's beaten him nine times. And it seems like in the fourth quarter, he always makes the one move to get away.
Yeah, and he's done that probably not just to Cleveland Browns. I think he does it to everybody. He's just a great, great big guy. You really got to wrap those guys up around the waist like you're slow dancing with them and throw them down. So that's what you got to do to the guy and to be most successful. You know, the big macho kill shot and the head shot doesn't work against this guy. So that's just, you have to wrap your arms around him and rodeo tackle him.
Rob, when Corey Williams makes a play like he did on Trent Edwards, he gets that flag. I mean, it looked like he did everything right. So how do you keep a guy from maybe backing off because he doesn't want to pay another $7,500 fine?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's, I think, obviously you got to protect the quarterbacks, especially the top name guys and that's the way the league is. And, it is about it's all about the players, and it is protecting the players, which is great to have the safety of the players at first. But Brian Cox, he does a great job with our defensive line. He's always out there stressing, the rules. And shoot, when Cox played, I mean, he tried to kill the guy, and that's how the game was played. And he was one of the best at doing it. But there's a fine line there. And we always teach the rules here. I think we're fourth in the league in least penalized teams. And I'm sure our defense is right up there, adding to that. So we're going to teach the rules. We're going to play by the rules. But we love hitting the quarterback, knocking his lights out too. But sometimes you have to make sure that you fall off on the side, I guess it is now. I'm not going to say anything about the officiating. Just glad I made it through last week. I think honestly, I thought that game was very well officiated. It's tough, especially when you work that hard to get to a passer, and then to have a penalty like that. I believe it was on third down. It was in their own end zone. It's a tough thing, but obviously it is there to protect the players, and anything there is that's there to protect the players, I'm all for it. I know our team is too.
Stood out after that was Corey saying, where else was I supposed to land? And it did seem like for him to have landed to the side of Trent Edwards in that play would have been virtually impossible. I mean, did you feel like when he said, where else was I going to land, that was a pretty justified statement?
Yeah, I never saw his statements. I'm sure it's frustrating for a player, especially when they do get fined. It makes it doubly tough. But we're well aware of the rules, and some rules are interpreted. Some rules are left for interpretation. But there's not a whole lot of gray in most of the rules, and we just have to abide by them. We don't have to like them, but we just have to play by them. And that's something we always stress.
You seem like a guy who can warm up to the Pittsburgh rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the reasons I came here to Cleveland. I know I love football, and I know Pittsburgh loves football, and I know our town loves football. And I know they have a great defense. I mean, last time I saw them, they held our offense to 80 yards. Of course, we won the game, but that's because our defense was dominating. So, no shock there, so we scored a couple of touchdowns. I think we had four interceptions and five sacks. So, You know, I've seen this team, and they're a great team to watch. You know, they're physical. They represent their town well, and I know we do too. And, you know, right now, like I always tell you guys, you know, we're a work in progress, but this is a team that this city's going to love, and because we're a tough city. We're tough people out here in Ohio, and, you know, we're just going to keep getting better, and eventually everybody's going to see that the plan's laid in place and it's perfect.
Defend Pittsburgh differently, or are we just believing the wrong stuff? Are they still a run team first? Because so many people have talked about Roethlisberger throwing the ball more.
I think they can do anything. You know, run, pass first, really doesn't matter. They're successful. Their coaches are outstanding. That Mike Tomlin is something special. You know, and obviously their coaching staff, they all, you know, they all get head coaching jobs, you know, a year or two, but they just keep rolling them through. And really, it looks like the same team, you know, just from years ago. They just keep adding the same guys. When Wisenhunt was there, I think we gave up a touchdown to him and lost one year doing that. But when Russ Grimm was there, you know, it's the same old thing. So they just keep going on. They keep getting tough people, and that's what we're going to do. Is, you know, tough, smart guys, you know, and build a great team here.
More about your defense, where maybe you're playing a little bit more base and maybe not blitzing maybe as much as you did the first couple of weeks?
I've learned a lot about our defense. Every week you learn more and more, and our guys are working as hard as they can. The first couple of weeks, you know, we probably had things that weren't, you know, and it's my mistake, weren't as good to our players as, you know, you think on a piece of paper. You know, they look fantastic, but, you know, that paper gets crumbled up when a Peterson does his thing. So, you know, it's things, you know, it's a process. Once you get to know people, it's just like, you know, I'm sure when you're writing some story and you find the angle that your readers like and things like that, you go with that angle. But here, I just got to learn more information about our guys. They work hard. They do everything you ask them. And, you know, it's just important that you ask them the right things. And, you know, the more we know about them, the better we're going to play.
You know, trying to build a tough defense that the city can be proud of. And you talked about the strides this defense has made. What would it do for your, you know, program, you know, trying to do that? You go over there and you play really well, and it contributes to a win Sunday. Beating
well, I think that's what we plan on doing. You know, that's what we plan on doing, is contributing to a win on Sunday. And that's what we're working for. That's what we're excited about. You know, right here, I'm not jumping off of this thing, but I'm getting ready to, you know. So it's I'm just telling you, you know, this is why you come into coaching. This is the type of games you look forward to playing and watching your guys. And is it going to take all they got physically? That's why you love this type of game, you know. And it's I hope it snows, rains, mud, I don't care, you know, bring it on. We're excited about it.
Rodgers a good enough and smart enough player to miss 2 days midweek and plug right back into the
field? Oh, yeah. You know Sean. I mean, he's very intelligent, and obviously he's great enough. He'd never miss this game for the world, I don't think.
You ever felt like stomping on a terrible towel or anything?
No. I'm going to let that one go. And I'm not going to say, have they been, you know, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not going to say it. So I'm sure they got them. And you know, with all the awareness, you know, I'm not sure what color they are now. But, we're not going to use those towels. We're just going to play ball and win the game.
Ron Wimley has a sack in four different games, which indicates what? And how's he playing in relation to how you'd hope young veteran who was drafted in the first round would play?
Well, I mean, now that's one guy that I can flat out tell you on record that I said he's going to be great. So I was right again. So there you go. But that guy there, I think he's got too much talent not to be a great player. And he's smart. He cares. He works. You know, he's good people. And you love to see the good people have success. And really, you can line him up anywhere, and it's, you know, in any system, and he'll be successful. And, you know, I think I'm not sure what the pass was, but I know players make systems, and it's not the other way around. Players make systems, and he's a great player, and he's going to be, you know, strong in our system for a lot of years.
Is there
Since you knew what he could do, is there anyone who surprised you on a positive side in on his defensive team?
I think there's a lot of good talent here, and I think we're just hitting our stride together, getting to know players. And you know, I think if you ask me that question, Jeff, in another, probably another 8 games or so, I'll be able to give you the exact answer on that. I think right now they're coming together. I wish they would have come together a little faster, but a lot of that was probably my problem of giving, some things that I know that have been successful before, and it may not have been the best thing, for our group. And, so it's, there's a delicate balance there between, of giving our players certain things and then letting their talents, of bringing both of them up together. So I'm looking forward to watching these guys grow and play, and I know we're going to be a real fine defense.
How close is Eric Dwight to being what you would term as a lockdown cornerback, maybe even a Pro Bowl cornerback? He seems like he's kind of playing his best football right now.
I think, I don't know Eric Wright from the past. I know this guy's an excellent football player. And I've seen, corners grow before. And this guy, to me, gets better each week. I mean, when you're holding the Bills receivers to one catch for 7 yards, that's a great job. And, with no help, really, virtually, he's had no help. So, this guy is playing as much of a shutdown corner's role as really probably any other corner in the league right now. But he's doing good. He gets better to me every week. He's got a lot of confidence. And just looking forward to him continuing to grow and eventually be one of those guys that everybody knows about and fears.
Do you think Cameron's increased success this year is because you've moved him around a little bit, got him off that left tackle every down like he used to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's just Cameron Wimbley being out on the field and playing good football the way that his ability allows him to.
What did you guys do this past game that you didn't get done in the previous game? I mean, what are the last couple of steps this defense has taken since that
year? Well, I mean, that Zastadil punted the heck out of that football. And, when they start their drives on their own one, we got a good chance, it was the darndest thing I ever seen. I've seen Shane Leckler punt for years, but that was just unbelievable. Mike Adams and Cribbs, those guys really made a difference in the whole game, really for the whole team, not just for our defense, but really for the whole team. But I'm not taking any away from our guys' effort on defense. I thought it was really, really outstanding. I think our guys are starting to enjoy playing defense, and that's what you have to do. You have to enjoy it, especially on defense, because it's such an aggressive thing, and you got to enjoy your teammates. And I see that on the sidelines, and it's exciting because all great defenses do the same thing.
I noticed in the past that when the Browns pinned a team deep, say within inside their 10, inside their 5. It seemed like they always gave up a first down or two. And against Buffalo, this team, I believe that the penalty against was the only time they ever got out, got even a first down in those situations maybe. How important is it, both emotionally and in terms of strategy, to, when you have a team pinned back like that, not allow a first down and make them punt from their own end zone?
I think it's great for the whole team, not just for the defense, but for the whole team. Because we're trying to win together as a team, and when you make a play like that on special teams, and that just gets everybody fired up, then you go down and you hold them, and then with Cribbs back there, punt return and shoot. I mean, who knows where that ball's going to start? I mean, because he's always doing such great things, and then when our offense comes out there and they're inside the 50, I mean, that's great. Everybody's excited about it, and that's things you definitely want to do as a defense. And Matt Eberflus, our linebacker coach, is in charge of backed up situations, and he's always got, he studies them so well. I think he knows the team, before they come out of the huddle, he knows them. He's like, here's what they're doing, Rob, and it's easy to call a game when you got coaches that work as hard as our coaches and really make it fun to, you know, when they're sitting, oh, I told you, I told you. You know, they're excited, and they really influence the game. And it's great to watch. It is. It's fun to watch.
Did not hear from the league at all about you mentioning anything about the field goal. Did you get away with that?
I never heard anything, and I'm hoping I don't. I mean, I don't have any. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
This team's had trouble with tight ends in the past, and Heath Miller is just having a phenomenal season.
God, he really is.
I mean, I just wondered if you have to come up with some special plan for him.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, you really do, you know, because the guy is, I mean, my God, he's having a fantastic year. He's always been a great blocker, you know, and they get fast Willie Parker back, and they've got, young Mendenhall, so Miller does a great job in that, but now he's catching a football every other throw. So, you know, they're playing their best ball, but that's great. I mean, you know, we got to be great. We got to step up to the big boys and knock them backwards.
There's been a lot of talk this week. You mentioned Mendenhall and now Willie Parker coming back. How the Steelers are going to use both of these guys together? And I mean, do you guys have a feel for that, or are you just going to have to wait till Sunday and see what happens?
I think you'll wait till Sunday and you go make it happen. You know, we got to stop that run. Because, you know, Pittsburgh, they're going to run the football, and whether it's first, second, or third, they're going to run the football. That's who they are. That's their identity. They make a lot of big plays in the passing game with Russell, you know, with Big Ben throwing that football. But, you know, they're going to try to grind it. They always do, you know. So we got to be up to the task, and they've been so successful. They've won Super Bowls with their formula, and we have to be ready. We must be ready.
And Corey Williams has been around the quarterback a couple of weeks in a row now. Are you figuring out how to use him better? Is he getting better?
You know, I think those situations, we've been in some nickel situations, and Corey's been allowed, you know, been able to get the pass rush going. I think those situations also, we've had him a little bit further back in third down, so it's not all short yardage. So, you know, when you get him backed up, you know, a guy with Corey's ability usually does, you know, show up on third down. And we've been impressed with the way Corey's developing in our defense, and look forward to him making more plays.